Tomorrow is your last chance to make your voices heard in the U.S. Senate runoffs. On the Republican side, Julia Letlow and John Fleming are the last two standing for the nomination. Now, whereas Fleming was the first candidate to launch a challenge against Bill Cassidy, Letlow was the last to enter the race after getting President Trump's endorsement. ULM political science professor Pearson Cross says while that endorsement cleared out the field of challengers, that may actually end up working against Letlow.
James Carville said that he thought it was because it was a change election and that people were looking to change, and somehow they had identified Letlow as the establishment candidate.
On the Democratic side, Jamie Davis and Gary Crockett are squaring off to decide that party's nomination, and Secretary of State Nancy Landry says depending on where you live, you may find some other items on your ballot to vote on.
Local tax props or local elections, those will be on the ballot, and they are not closed party primary items.
Governor Landry signs an executive order that he says will ensure that residents and local businesses are not paying for the massive amount of energy needed to power AI data centers. Landry says the order will require data center companies to follow a new set of guidelines in order to qualify for tax breaks.
Can you meet the demand? That's number one. Okay. Understand that we're not placing it on the ratepayers.
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.